Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Now is the time to knock out that gift list and avoid the last-minute shopping scramble, especially because right now you get 15% off site-wide with code HOLIDAY at buyraycon.com/skim. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And this is my nostril speaking. Can you hear it? Still sick. 16 days. It's going great.
Well, you're getting there.
They gave me antibiotics. I'm on them now. Don't let me forget after this. I got to go take one.
Yeah.
They're the size of hockey pucks. And it's like swallowing death itself. And that's great. Everyone loves swallowing death. No, they're fine. And it's good. And I'm getting better.
It's just been a long haul for you. I got the same cold. Mine did not turn into a sinus infection.
No, yours was fine. You ripped right through it.
Oh, no, I didn't. It was a solid week of my throat hurting, but it was...
Less than I do. That's the difference.
That's the difference. Drank a lot more tea, took a lot more elderberry syrup.
Yeah. Did that work for you?
It does.
The elderberry?
It does.
Why didn't I take some of that?
I don't know. I told you, and you're like, no, I'll be fine.
Sounds like hokum.
I'd rather complain about being sick.
I don't like to complain. I just don't like being sick. I get miserable. I'm irritable around everyone. No one wants to be around me. I don't blame them.
So you're telling me that next time I can tell you what's sick and you'll just take it?
Yes.
Okay.
I can do that. Oh, we should say, though, since the last time we recorded, Carter, you don't have to be quiet. You can say words. She's walking through the house.
She's wrapping Christmas.
She's wrapping presents.
Yeah.
Dude, it's the 10th.
That's... She's got her presents ready. She's like me.
You're late in mom's book? Why are yours all wrapped?
Mine are all under the tree.
I'm impressed. Well, the reason I ask, or not ask, the reason why I didn't ask anything. What was I saying?
You were saying Carter can be louder than she's being.
Oh.
But anyway.
Anyway, yeah, she can be as loud as she wants to be. Well, I forgot what I was going to say to you. I had something to actually say that was like really important and show-worthy.
And then Carter walked
And then Carter walked into our lives and changed the world.
It's fine.
No. I'm saying 16 days is enough. That's too much for anybody. It's a sinus infection. Oh, no, I was going to say.
Oh,
I got my first swab-style COVID test.
Oh, yes.
It was self-inflicted. They make you go 2 inches up and 8 times around.
And little circles in your nostrils.
Brian's, before his trip, was up your nostril 8 to 10 seconds.
Just
and
hold
only
it
half
there?
An inch in total.
Just hold it there, though?
No, like
move it around.
But only a half inch in, and it was a time-based thing,
yours
not a rotation
thing.
Yours
was 1.5 inch in and 8 times around in each nostril.
8 times around each nostril.
It's true. We've only done the spit test when we've needed to have one done.
Yeah.
And we haven't had to have that many because we've been pretty much
They're both
secured at home all the time.
They've both been negative.
But you had to get that negative in order for your teacher, or your teacher, your doctor.
My teacher.
For your doctor to prescribe antibiotics. You had to make sure it wasn't COVID first.
Yeah, that was the goal there. And
it worked out.
Yeah, negative is a good result, right? We want negative. We don't want positive.
No.
Negative is the positive result.
What if I hurt so bad and I did it poorly and I actually still have it and just don't know it because I was bad at this?
I worry about it. I've done it a couple times, the nose one. And that's what I worried about. I was like, did I do it right? I have really shallow, like, nostrils, I guess. So, like, I'm sticking it up there and I'm going as hard as I can. Like, it's not.
You got regular old cave diver's nostrils.
Really?
Not in the bad way. You just have big, open air holes.
So do you, you weirdo.
But not like you do. Like, you get good. When you breathe in, you get both nostrils, don't you?
Yeah.
I rarely get both. It's almost always just one or the other.
Are they always plugged? You might be sick all the time. I don't think that doesn't sound good.
I talk about how I'm never sick, but maybe I'm permanently sick, and that's why it seemed like I'm never sick.
Scott's got the permacold.
Anyway, that's been real fun. Also, everything's taking forever to get anywhere. I'm trying to mail stuff, receive things. Our Christmas cards are here, but now they have to go out. I'm worried that people aren't going to get them until mid-January because the postal system's busted and lame.
It's not busted and lame. It's just everywhere you go is short and it's taking longer and there are not enough people working all the things.
Labor shortage.
Yep.
That thing's real, man. I think
that is what it is that's making everything take a little longer. And I'm not complaining because, oh my gosh, in the last 10 years, it's been so much faster than it used to be. And now we're kind of backed up a little bit.
Yeah, we can't complain.
No, it's good.
It's not good to complain anyway. Actually, kind of hope all of this makes everybody pull back a little and go, you know, the Buick's fine for a few more years. Or, you know, we don't need the newest video card every time there's a new one. I'm not saying this is us or whoever, but, you know, there's some people that feel like they have to bam, bam, bam all the time. Maybe you don't. Maybe you can.
Maybe it's okay.
Yeah. And plus, we live in a time where I can digitally do almost anything. Let's just send cards to everybody that way next time. Why do we do the physical? Why do we even do it?
I don't ask. You're looking at the wrong person. I was
Carter. Why do we do
without
it
without sending them again? You were the one that insisted. You're like, we didn't do them last year because last year was so weird.
I'm asking myself, I guess.
And now here we are with cards, and I have to write them all out. And you're like,
oh yeah,
why are we even doing them?
This is the best part. Best part is I get to complain about it, but Kim actually has to handwrite all 500 people.
I enjoy handwriting because I have decent handwriting.
Yeah, but aren't you worried your knuckles are going to look like freaking oranges by the time you're done? Big old knobby, like,
it's usually just my wrist. My wrist gets all goofy from writing them, but it's all right. I like doing it because I feel like they're very personalized when you write it yourself.
Carter, how do you feel about your mom handwriting all of these? Should we have done it more automated?
I think she's crazy, but also she does have the best handwriting in the house.
That's true.
Maybe next time we'll get them all put into the computer and we'll print out our little stickers and stick them on. But
that
I feel
sounded
like
really
all
tech, high tech.
That's not.
We're
going
to put them all in the computer, and then.
Are you making fun of me?
No,
right
you
now?
Just sound like some '90s mom, and that's okay. You were a mom in the '90s.
Wow. Okay.
I have no quick way out of this.
We'll remember this whenever it's time for me to make dinner for Scott tomorrow.
Listen, in games like.
I'll be like, do it yourself, damn it.
In games like Fallout and what's another good example? Skyrim. Whenever you say something that one of the other characters doesn't like, or likes, I guess,
they
up in the corner
right
it says,
butt.
So and so will remember this.
I will remember
so
this.
You're my quest giver, and I've done the wrong choice. We'll see how that goes for me. Anyway. I'm just saying, it's a little tricky right now. No one knows if anything's going to get anywhere on time. And it's okay. You know what? You're right.
We're spending more time sitting around lately, kind of trying to watch movies and spend Christmas time together. Because we always have our list of movies. And the last few years, we haven't gotten to all of them. Or even some of them.
You mean the ones we want to see together?
Yes. Just all the Christmas movies that we like to watch together. We haven't done it. And this year we're trying really hard to get to them and do all of that. You've even been watching some of my Hallmark movies with me.
Yeah, and I got to talk to you about that for a second.
Oh, we got to talk?
Yep. There's one this year that you also watched last year. Well, no, you know what? Back it up.
Okay.
Let's talk about this first. Last night, Kim's watching one. And it's filmed. What happened? Oh, it's filmed in Midway, Utah, which isn't that far from us, maybe 40-minute drive or something.
We've stayed there quite a few times.
Yeah, we like it out there. And it was filmed there, and it was Joey Lawrence is your hubbub man. One of your hot men that wears flannel. And he had like a he was sporting a Justin Timberlake hairdo from the 90s.
Okay.
Do you know the one I'm talking about? Yeah. That curly little mop thing. And so if you're all at home going, wait, how do I know that name? It's Joey Lawrence from Blossom, the guy that went, whoa, every time anybody did anything.
Okay.
And you know who Blossom is, Carter, the girl from Big Bang Theory / Jeopardy co-host or Jeopardy guest host.
I've watched Blossom.
I can't think of her name. Blinky Von Blakely.
Yes, that's her.
Berkeley, Blickley. It's something like that. It's a weird name.
So Joey Lawrence was in the movie.
Anyway, Joseph P. Lawrence was in this movie, and it was bad. And the extras in it were all clearly locals. It looked like it was bad. It was like a Sagewood home type home where they did the filming. There's no way it was that house in Park City.
It was right on that bakery on Main Street in Midway. It said Midway Bakery on Main Street.
Yeah.
It wasn't even trying to not be in Midway.
This is not a fake town. We are in.
No.
They never talk about it, but they're definitely here.
And the snow globe things. They sat to dinner in one of those
snow globe things at the
Italian place.
They're in there eating there. Yeah. That looked weird on film.
It was weird.
It seems normal in person. I haven't been in there, but.
I can see that.
But anyway, something about that, though. What was I going to say? The place we always go shopping. The little mart over there across the way.
Yeah.
Is that what you were just saying?
The little market.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about something else. And then. What are you laughing at? Carter's laughing.
Because we were listening, you go, what was I saying?
It hurt like about 4 o'clock to the rest of the night. This thing is so bad. It makes me have a headache. I'm dizzy. I hate it.
We knew it was a sinus infection as soon as Scott said, I feel like I got punched in the eye. And I was like, that's right behind.
Still does. Feels like someone kicked, like a horse kicked
right
me.
Right behind there. And so that's why.
Like in the old westerns, they get kicked in the face with a horse and then they have the shivers and they lay in bed all
kicked
night.
Kicked in the face with a horse.
The horse kicked him in the face.
That's what used the horse to kick someone in the face.
Oh, that reminds me of that. Anyway. We got to watch that new western that's on Netflix.
Anyway.
Anyway, so I gotta ask you about. So that was dumb and it was a terrible one.
Okay.
sorry. The other one I want to talk about is the other day you rewatched one that you saw last year that was about an undercover FBI agent who fell in love with her criminal she was investigating, and it was really badly acted. Nobody was good in it, but. It was this whole thing where he was actually, he's got a heart of gold, but he's running some drug business.
He wasn't, though.
What was it?
You were watching the movie.
He was human trafficking or something.
What? Really dark for a Hallmark.
What was it?
Oh my gosh.
Was it not that?
No, it wasn't.
What was his crime? Was his crime?
It wasn't even him. It was the people he used to run with.
Oh, but what were they? What was their crime?
They stole some diamonds.
Oh my gosh, that was all? Wow, real rip from the headlines kind of crime. 2021.
Holy crap.
They stole diamonds. All right, fine. But anyway, it was so dumb. And then you watched it again.
Watched it last year, and then I watched it this year.
Yeah, that's twice.
That's a year apart. It's not the same.
My question is how do you go through
all the movies, and it's just super funny.
How do you do that? I don't know how you do it. I mean, I like some things more than
once. Usually when I'm trying to waste time before it's time to watch one of our movies together. You watch Die Hard every year.
We watch Die Hard. We watch Elf. We watch...
Christmas Story.
Muppets Christmas Carol.
We love that one. That's my favorite, I think. What else?
Klaus.
Sometimes.
Oh, Klaus is a newer one we like.
Sometimes Uncle Lewis comes over and burns his cigar on the tree.
Oh my gosh. Christmas Vacation is one of the
great movie.
Ones we have to see every year.
Elaine next door. Living with her boyfriend who is Christopher Guest's brother, which is crazy. Anyway.
So weird.
So the point is. We're in the thick of that.
We're in the thick of the Hallmark movies. Oh, no.
And they're not even all Hallmark. They're like weird. Oh, here's a weird one on Prime I've never heard of. And here's one that looks like it was filmed with somebody's phone.
We don't have the Hallmark channel. We've been watching everything that is in the Hallmark.
But they're not even Hallmark brand. They're like
Hallmark brand ones might kill you.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do it. Earlier on Twitter, Zoe, you know Zoe from the UK.
Okay,
she came and visited for Vegas that year.
Yep.
Brought the bacon.
Bacon.
She asked me, she says, do you guys have a limit on how many times you're willing to see the same actor back to back? So she's like,
oh my gosh, you never know.
You don't know.
You never know what you're going to get.
It's like, oh, look, Bruce Boxleitner is in two of these. Or, hey, lady from show no one cares
so
about
now.
So
she's asking if we go, oh, nope, he was in the one yesterday. We have to turn that one off.
Well, I told her that for Carter and I, it's a time thing. So it's about 4 minutes and enough of us making fun that you're irritated and you pause and look at us.
I pause and I go, if I'm in my room watching it, I say, get out.
Yeah.
That's what I've done to the kids for a long time.
A lot more what?
Well, because I'm watching him in the living room this year. We got the couch.
You'll laugh more and be like, oh, ha, you're right, and not.
But if I can't, when I get angry, it's because you guys start talking and then it gets louder and louder and I can't even hear anything.
Well, I feel for you, babe. Are you kicking Carter? All right, well.
With a horse.
Let me take a moment and talk about our friends over at Raycon.com. By Raycon.com, in fact. Required listening device in my life. I love them. Like, I can't recommend them enough. By now, you've probably seen about 1,000 gift guides for the holiday season. Gifts for moms, gifts for dudes, like me,
oh, yeah.
You know, gifts for your neighbor's cousin's dog, you know, whatever. You could study all those gift guides and shop at 10 different places, or you could start your shopping at Raycon and get a gift for everybody to use, the Raycon wireless earbuds. Not kidding. I say it every time. They're in my pocket right now. You want to feel that? They're right there.
Is that a Raycon in your pocket?
He's just happy to see me.
Absolutely. I'm happy to see you and their Raycons. And I'm happy because the Raycons. There, take
best
that.
Best gift to give, too, because people love them when they get them.
I love them. Take them outdoors, going for walks, listening to stuff while not being disturbed. I love not being disturbed. I like listening to Disturbed.
I was going to say, I like the Disturbed.
I like Disturbed. Nothing wrong with them. They're my go-to for on-the-go audio. And we're teaming up with them, as we have before, over there at Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/skim and use the code HOLIDAY today. So the word is holiday, all right, to get 15% off your entire Raycon order. I love them. You get amazing quality wherever you go, and they'll be useful for anybody who's on your list. I mean, who doesn't want decent audio, especially in these days? I don't know. I feel like you need to escape with some music or something, podcasts, books, whatever. And they've got these awesome modes now, pure mode, balance mode, bass mode, something for every kind of listen, every kind of music genre, every kind of talk genre, that kind of thing. They're also available in 5 stylish colors, so you can pick the perfect one for everybody on your list. And they have free shipping and returns. Can't beat that. All right, here's what I want you to do. The holidays are coming up faster than you think. It's the 10th.
So much
literally,
faster.
It's so fast. Now is the time to knock out that gift list and avoid the last-minute shopping scramble, especially because right now my listeners, or that is to say our listeners,
yes,
of the Skim Show will get 15% off site-wide with code HOLIDAY at buyraycon.com/skim. That's buyraycon.com/skim, and that code once again is HOLIDAY. I really do love them. All right, it's time for the email portion of the show. Carter, do our email jingle.
Is there an email jingle?
That's it. You just did it. Here comes the emails, everyone. Look out. Skimshow@gmail.com is the address to use, and we love hearing from you. B4 Tank Girl, a.k.a. Trisha. I guess the other way around. Trisha, a.k.a. B4 Tank Girl.
Yes.
Wrote in and said, hey, I thought I'd share a cookie that is a family tradition. Not sure why, but it's really good. LOL. Hope you try it. Love the show. It's called Russian Rocks.
Okay, tomorrow is our cookie day, so yes, we will make these.
For real?
Yeah.
You both are doing that?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Saturday's cookie day?
Saturday's cookie day.
Look at you guys with your cute little Christmassy business. This is great. I think that's awesome. All right, 3/4 cup butter or shortening. Should I read this or is this dumb?
Okay, we'll post this.
Should I not read the whole thing?
You can read it, but I'm saying, I don't know, will you like it if it has raisins and pecans? You're not a pecan
fan. I don't like pecans, but I do like raisins.
I could put almonds.
Yeah.
They'd still be rocks.
Yeah.
Russian rocks.
Yeah, okay. Russian rocks. You, in Russia, we use real rock.
We can post this recipe up on your...
We probably should, but for now, I'll tell you what it is. 1 1/2 cup sugar, 3/4 cup butter or shortening. Go butter. Shortenings for
go weirdos. Butter. Go
three
butter.
Whole eggs, if we even have them. Carter eats eggs like they're going out of style. I'm just going to, every one of those would be a rip on something. Three cups of flour. Ah, the dog ate the flour. Two tablespoons boiling water with a teaspoon of baking soda. Mm-hmm. Boiling teaspoon, tablespoons?
Well, boiling water will dissolve the baking soda, and baking soda you need to make them fluff up.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. 2 teaspoons cinnamon, 1 pound raisins, 3 pounds pecan, or 3 cups. Hopefully I did that right, so no one wrote that down wrong. Cream, butter, and sugar, then add 3 eggs, mix thoroughly, and add remaining ingredients. I usually add cinnamon to the flour. Drop a very small portion onto buttered pans. Leave for a good space between as they spread. You know, social distance your
cookies. Social distance your cookies. Okay.
Cook at 350 for 10 to 12 minutes. Break one open to make sure it's cooked through. Thanks, Trisha. That sounds good.
I think we're making those first tomorrow.
I'm not really on my stay off the sug list, but I'll still eat them.
I can try to make those with your
make
sugar
them with monk fruit.
Dumb sugar.
My what sugar?
Your dumb sugar.
Why do you call it dumb sugar?
Sugar for losers.
I thought you said sugar palooza for some reason.
Sugar palooza.
I can't hear out of this ear, so everything sounds wrong. You're sugar palooza, you said.
Well, Trisha, we'll try them tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll try them and we'll put monk fruit in it just to see what kind of abomination
we can
make.
That'd be fun to find out if that works anyway.
Yeah, it could
do
be.
Do a half dope, half of it with that.
All right, speaking of Scott's ailments, which are many. Jim wrote in, says, sorry to hear about your back issues. I can relate. Although I am a contractor, my back began giving me problems starting in my 40s, especially muscle spasms. That was a few years ago, and the lesson I learned is that 15, 20 minutes of stretches in the morning can reduce the amount of time my back locks up. True, it took a few times for me to get stuck on the floor because of a back spasm using a Gatorade bottle. Then I couldn't crawl to the bathroom. I got to agree with Kim. Throw away the used funnel. The used funnel? Oh, you don't want to keep the pee funnel? You guys have no idea how glad and lucky I feel that I didn't get pee everywhere. Because the
you
angle.
You should be. I would have been so mad.
There was a physics issue going. Like just
not talk
gravity.
About it right now.
It was just gravity.
Yeah. I taped it all together really nicely.
It was
nicely,
a terrible
but
experience for all of us.
It was pretty bad.
We're getting the stadium pal next time.
I wouldn't mind a wait, is it called Stadium Pal?
Yeah.
What's the one you... Oh, Trucker's Best Friend and Stadium Pal. They're kind of the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah. And then they have the women's one that you can take camping.
What does that do?
So you can...
It's probably more of a funnel.
Yeah!
So you don't have to sit down on anything when you're camping. You don't want to have to sit.
There's a great Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David designs new toilets and he designs a new urinal that raises and lowers depending on the height of the person. And it has a door that opens. So it's shut most of the time because he hates how open urinals are. And then the girl ones, you ride it like a motorcycle. You sit on this porcelain thing and like,
oh no,
you got
to
watch that
no,
show.
I need to
it's
watch
so
that
funny.
Show. I know, I do.
Him and Leon, dude. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Dear Scott and Kim says, thank you, Jim, for the email. Says Leah, or Carrie, I guess, is her real name. Dear Scott and Kim, I once called Pinterest the internet for ladies to my husband, and he was rather offended. Apparently, he uses it all the time to look up inspiration for Warhammer stuff.
I told you.
Yeah, Kim's right. I should stop calling it that. I mostly do it because it annoys you.
I knew it, Tess Van Nogger says. I knew it.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, it's really funny.
He was over today and he was adorable all day.
Oh my gosh, so much fun.
He's a great kid. He's very cute with his Aunt Carter. What are you doing?
I'm showing you where you left off.
No, I know.
Okay.
You know,
I wish you could see it.
Over the place.
Kim's over here with her finger holding it to the tablet like, here's where you were reading.
Well, because you're halfway through an email.
I know. I'll finish it. I just got a little off track. So maybe it's got lots of recipes and fun decor items, but it also sounds like it's got Space Marines, she says. he's an Eldar, Dark Eldar, and Sister of Battle player, so they must have some kind of cool stuff on that there. That's a bunch of Warhammer 40K stuff. I love 40K. That universe is amazing. Carter, what are you doing? What were you doing just now? You have to say.
Nothing.
You have to, as your father, I demand justice. I don't want to know what you were doing. I love 40K, and I didn't know that that would be a good place for 40K. I mean, they paint miniatures all the time, so there's mm-hmm. a lot of that. Also, just the art is cool. And
tons of ideas of colors.
Yeah,
whenever
I love that universe. I've said this before. I will fully admit. When I tease about Pinterest, it's all about poking fun at Kim and not the truth. I know the truth. The truth is Pinterest has evolved to be
everybody
a resource for artists and writers and everybody, right? Like it's for everyone.
Yeah.
It's truly a bunch of pinned interests. Yeah. Pinned interests. but I also think it's funny, so that's why I keep doing it. Anyway, I hope you found some good holiday recipes on there, Kim. Have a good one. Leah, P.S. Any hints for a meat? Oh. Any hints for a meetup / Nerdtacular in the future? I know variants make it difficult. Well, right now we are tentatively planning, if things go well, and we can't say anything for sure, but since it's Vegas and kind of loose, we're planning on a Vegas meetup in April.
The last weekend, right?
Yes. Last week in April. That right now is going to happen unless
something it gets goes weird. Nuts. We'll see.
If Omicron destroys everybody, we don't know. Although right now, some of the data is looking good on
boosters.
No, we want you to go.
You have to go.
We want you to go to Vegas. You don't want to go?
It depends.
It's just with us and a group of little friendsies.
And a very large group of friends.
It's not large. And they're all vaxxed.
For a birthday party, it would be.
Besides, we're going to have boosters. We get boosters next week.
Yeah.
I need to get over this cold.
But, Leah, I will say I have found a lot of good holiday recipes on there. Oh my gosh. So many good ones. I'm trying a cardamom cookie.
What's a cardamom cookie?
Cardamom is a cardamom. Spice.
Cardigan?
Cardamom.
It's a furry cookie. Keeps you warm at night. Furry cookie.
Ew. It sounds kind of gross.
It does. So wait, what's cardamom?
Cardamom is a spice.
Like an Indian.
Like cinnamon, like.
Yeah.
Oh, cinnamon sounds so normal, but if I'd hardly ever heard it, it would be a weird word.
Yeah.
If someone for the first time said to me, "Would you like cinnamon?" I'd go, "The hell's that?" Okay.
I just use it a lot.
Spice made from the seeds of several plants in the genera Eleutheria.
Is that public school education coming through? What's going on?
Hey.
Wikipedia.
Ow. I like to tease I tease my girls because they're both very smart, but they went to this one high school that I don't think was good about the reading and comprehension.
Except that your high school is the worst in Utah right now.
Right now. It wasn't in the 80s when I went there.
I don't know.
And by the way, they tore it down and rebuilt it.
I don't think they would have announced that at the Friday morning gym session. Hey, by the way, we're the worst. They don't do that.
They don't get them go, guys, good news.
More number.
Really
homecoming game this weekend. don't forget the big art thing this week, the week after next, and we're the worst in the state.
They're not going to tell you that. Everybody thinks their school
is
the best.
No, we were fine in the 80s. There was nothing wrong with Brighton.
Yeah, whatever.
It was a good school then. They tore it down, though. It's all a brand new building now.
I know.
And it's
weird.
Boring now. It used to be a big circular building that the whole building was in circles.
It was a big circle.
There was no hall. Yeah. There were no corners. I loved it. But then now it's like a normal place. Lame.
Normal high school.
Oh, is that? What is that?
It's a cardamom seed.
Is that a cardamom seed? It's like a poo.
Like a dehydrated poo.
Or like those things Spock puts his hand on and yells pain.
Yeah.
The horta. It's like a horta. Pain! All right. Thank you Leah. And we're trying hard for that Vegas thing. Nerdtacular is possible in some future. I mean, 2020 I was doing one. It was locked. And then,
as
we all know what happened there.
Yeah.
And I'm hesitant to commit anytime soon because there's a huge liability factor now for me in particular because I kind of take that all on personally. All of that stuff's insured by me.
Mm-hmm.
So if something happened, we had like an outbreak or something weird, I'd be in
a lot of trouble.
Crap tree hill.
Yeah,
monkey
we can't
tree.
Do anything definitive for Nerdtacular for probably a couple of years until things are less crazy.
Yeah, I was hoping next year was it. Maybe it will be. I don't know. There's still time. All right, real quick here. We're going to have an argument. We're not going to...
We want to have an argument.
Yeah. White pizza versus red pizza. Or white sauce pizza versus like marinara. The world of people who think white sauce pizza base is good for pizza are wrong.
Really?
It's gross.
How do you know they're wrong?
Because I eat both, and I know every time that that's a mistake.
Still
and
a
that,
personal opinion.
Fine. But the only thing a pizza ever truly needs are these ingredients. A nice thin crust. Red sauce.
You're making so
it's like
many
you're,
enemies
It's
right
like
now.
You're writing in the Bible over here. And
I am.
What you need is...
I am. Everyone live by my rules. Red sauce, or whatever that's called. What's it called?
Marinara.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tomato sauce, yeah.
Okay.
Pepperoni. Mushrooms. Cheese, of course.
Yes, but...
Done.
The whole point of a pizza is to personalize it.
Yes, but putting white sauce on it. Personalize
it to what you like. I make really dang good white sauce. I don't like buying it, like getting white sauce from a place. But if I'm making my own pizza, I make really good white sauce.
To me, it's saying white chocolate is better than real chocolate. It's not. It's not even chocolate.
Once again, opinion.
No, once again, truth, fact.
I don't eat pepperoni. Opinion. And I don't like mushrooms, so.
Well, you don't eat meat. If you did, you'd eat pepperoni. If you were Canadian, you'd eat pepperoni every day, because they do up there.
Every day.
They love it. They love their pepperoni sticks and their pepperoni jerky and pepperoni all day.
I think
day.
That's everywhere. Once again, opinion.
No,
Canada. Up there in Canada.
I'm telling you, per capita, they're doing that more. And they also have ketchup chips, and they're amazing.
Okay, but
wish we did that here.
Back to the point.
Back to reality.
White pizza versus red pizza, opinion only.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
No, sometimes there are truths.
But there wouldn't That's be like saying, an option if
well,
there
I think
were
the world
only,
is flat. Then, oh, I think it's round.
Incorrect.
Well, that's your opinion.
People
no.
Wouldn't eat it if it was bad.
They wouldn't be an option.
All right.
It's
You're
not
right.
like, okay, chocolate on your pizza. Chocolate sauce before you put on Let's the, just say I the don't, cheese and pepperoni.
I don't trust those people is what I'm getting at.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you say to me, oh, I prefer any kind of white pizza over there.
You're so there. Full of crap.
I would say, I don't know about you. Question. I don't know about you.
She's raising her hand.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, you in the back over there.
Is it because of that time we all got sick? Well, almost everyone got sick at that family cabin right after eating that white pizza that we made?
No.
Okay.
No.
I know that's why Nick doesn't like white pizza.
Oh, really?
I would say that's
He threw
just
up all night. I never threw
opinion.
Up. Because I was still on my record.
He didn't just throw up pizza. He threw
up constantly.
Red Kool-Aid.
Yeah, he threw up all night.
It was so bad. He was
and he had no control or
it
timing.
It was everywhere.
He's just like, it was so Dad, bad. What? He's like those memes on TikTok where the kid comes up to the door and, I threw up, Mom. Like that.
Yep.
Anyway, since I haven't thrown up for 15 years, it doesn't affect me the same.
So all you people that
Although
you
I
like
don't,
white sauce on your pizza, though?
You're wrong. Is that what you're
going to
say?
No, I
oh,
wasn't
were
going
say?
To. Scott's full of crap.
They're gross. Oh, you're okay.
It's an opinion.
They're horrible human
gets
beings.
What you want.
No.
You can do it however you want to do it. Don't listen to Scott.
I just think at a baseline, if we asked an Italian person somewhere where the pizza originated, they would agree with me.
I don't know if that's true.
If you have any Italian listeners, they should write in.
Yeah.
Really
yeah,
hey. So we want to know what you think. If you're in Italy and you're Italian... And you like white sauce on your pizza, you need to write in and tell Scott.
Write in
he's
and tell
wrong.
Us that.
Also,
tell us how you've lived with yourself.
And he is incorrect.
What?
Everyone needs to know how Dad did a little Italian.
Hey. I held my fingers together and went, hey, you want to give a pizza opinion to me? Hey.
I think we're done now. I think we're all done.
That's a good sign that we're done. All right. That's going to do it for this week's Skim. Thank you for your emails and your thoughts and your comments. We're getting close to Christmas. We'll definitely have more before that holiday. So look forward to another show next week. Skimshow@gmail.com is the email address to keep sending everything to. If you liked the show and want to throw us a little extra support, super simple to do. How about $1 a month for Skim? That's pretty cheap. That's really cheap. It's stupid cheap, actually.
Calling me cheap.
No, you're not cheap. You're very expensive. Patreon.com/frogpants is where to go for that. So check it out. Our website, which links to that and everything else we're up to, is at frogpants.com/skim. Anything else you want to say?
Have a great week heading into the holidays.
Carter?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say anything?
No.
Come on.
I don't have any words.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing.
I'm not good at this.
Okay. She's playing Red Dead a lot. That's fun.
It's fun.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.